to go fish in Ontario, what.com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
FishingOntario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? That's right. If you have a fishing itch that requires scratching, you need but go to GoFishInOntario.com. That's GoFishInOntario.com. Punch up what you're looking for, and they will make it magically appear. Like, for example, Tamagamine Riverside Lodge and Outfitters, which is located an hour from North Bay, so it's a mere 5 hours from downtown Toronto. Think about that. And it's smooth sailing all the way, by the way. That highway that we created and paid for as taxpayers, oh, my God, it's incredible. Just a great experience, a short little trip outside of the city, and you'll find one and four bedroom cottages right on the riverfront or lakeside views as well, right on Tamagami River and Red Cedar Lake. To talk to us some more about that, Linda Dora joins me now. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. I am excellent. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here.
Oh, my goodness.
Two fluffy clouds, and we got the loons floating around the lake. It's a lovely morning.
Unbelievable. I just spent 10 days driving through northern Ontario, and I got to tell you, it was probably the most spectacular weather pattern I've ever seen in the north. It was great. Aside from one day where there was a few clouds and a bit of rain, but a little bit, it was spectacular. Like, you guys are so lucky right now.
We are very fortunate. It's just a beautiful spot. Even when it rains, at least, you know, all those beautiful trees that you came here to see
are getting fed.
Very happy. Yeah.
All right. So I understand that you've been in this business for 50 years, which I find it hard to believe. Listening to you, must have been like one year old or something. But
you're so sweet. You said discount for that, by the way.
Tell us about that, would you, Linda, for a minute?
Well, why, sure. My parents just had a bit of a wanderlust, and they were traveling around through on a canoe and met up with these people that had this beautiful little spot. My father bought a piece of property from them in 1959, and in 1961 he bought the entire property, which actually, there's two. They're separated by water, so I do have five outpost cottages. But we just made it a lifestyle, and that's where I was raised.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And it is truly a spectacular part of the world. There's no doubt about it. So you've got one and four bedroom cottages. And what other amenities do you offer folks?
Well, really, there's nothing you can do that I can't do. We don't have any hydro, but we have lots of everything is propane. All your lights, refrigerator, your stove, hot water. There's flush toilets, there's hot showers, so you're not roughing it, really. You're not like you're in a tent. But they're beautiful, relatively new cottages with fully equipped for housekeeping, clean linens, very wife-friendly, and the fishing is awesome. So everybody in the group, you know, is going to have be able to feed their niche. You know, the kids just blossom there. And it's just a really rounded, very well-rounded place to come visit.
Now, how about boats and motors? Does somebody have to drag their own boat motor there, or do you have those available as well?
Well, you know, a lot of men that are, and women that have their own boats, they want their own boats. And yes, we have a nice launch they can use there. But I do have 16-foot steel boats with 9.9 Yamahas on them for rent, and canoes and kayaks.
Nice. Okay.
Any other way you want to go out to see the lake?
You have the full package in. Sounds fantastic. Can you share with us what the cost would be for something like that? Is it by the day or by the week? How do you rent them out?
Whatever I have available. If I can rent somebody something for a day, I will, or a weekend. But most of the time it does work out Saturday to Saturday. And a 2-bedroom cottage, which would sleep 4 people, would be $785. Your boat and motor is $350 for the week. So you're looking at, after we tax the heck out of it, about $1,200.
So $1,200. I was going to say, that's for 4 people, and that includes a boat motor.
Right.
So,
It does not include your food. I don't do housekeeping. I mean, I don't do American plans, so you would have to bring your own food.
Is there some place close by where they could stop and get the food, or do they have to drag it up from the city?
Well, when you're coming up towards us, I mean, you're going to pass through North Bay, which is a major city.
Right.
And there's always Stinson Falls, and we have, in either direction, 10 minutes from my driveway, a little place you can pick up amenities or beer or whatever you forgot.
Perfect. Sounds fantastic.
Chances are I have two of whatever you forgot, and I will be happy to share.
I'm sure you would.
But we do have two locations, which makes us a little bit different because you pull in off the highway. I go about a mile back in the bush, and I've got six cottages there. 7 miles down the lake, I have five more, and there's no road access, so it's very, very quiet, very secluded.
Just tell me one thing, and I think you already mentioned it sort of with a passing moment, but I want to just underline this for my own purposes. All of these units have flushing toilets.
Every last one, indeed.
God love you, Linda.
I don't want to shock you, but we have Wi-Fi, too, so...
Oh, my God. Flushing toilets and Wi-Fi. That's it. I'm in. Book me.
Too.
Linda, you're an absolute sweetheart. Sounds like a wonderful place. I've checked it out online. It's called Temagami Rivers, RiversideLodge.com, TemagamiRiversideLodge.com. A great operation, and I'm sure that folks would never forget spending some time with you up there.
Well, next time you breeze by, you just pull on in. I make a mean cup of coffee, and the beer is always cold.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We'll take you up on that.
All right.
Linda Dorr, Temagami Riverside Lodge and Outfitters. Just check them out on GoFishOntario.com. Wonderful place. I wish I had known. I'd have stopped in for coffee on the way down right by your front door. Mark that one down.
I will.
It's another one of those that we need to mark down.
Flushing
visit.
Toilets and everything. Wi-Fi so you can like watch Netflix while you're on the throne. It's perfect.
I just spent 4 days in a non-flushing toilet location, just so that you know.
I heard.
Oh, you heard how terrible that was.
Yeah.
And I was not well to boot.